Good morning. We're continuing with Chayadim. Kalam and Aleph, and talking about the halachas of Kavod Svarim, and we're following the order of the Sefer Ginzi Kodesh. So in the Sefer Ginzi Kodesh, he brings the halacha that a person should not leave a sefer open and walk away from it. So that's considered inappropriate, that he's learning, as it were, and he sort of like walks away. So what should you do? You should either close the sefer or cover it. Similarly, normally we do not put something, an item which is chol, on top of the sefer, putting a cloth or something of that sort on top that should not leave the sefer open is actually considered covered and not be zoin that's going to be mutter. So this halacha is a bach in your, and it's quoted by the Shach and the Taz in Siman Reish Ayin Zayin. The Shach continues and says something kabbalistic, that there, it's yidur from the Chachma Ho'emes, from the people who are knowledgeable in Kabbalah, that there's a malach who's, his name is Rosh HaTev, is for the word Shermer Dapim, those who oversees the pages of Torah, the pages of the Swarm of Torah. So that stand. So the Rosh HaTev is, that is Shin for Shermer and Dalad for Dapim. So there is a Malach, which that's his name. He causes you to forget your learning when you leave a sefer pesuach and you walk away from it. That's the level of bizur that's considered. So a person should be careful about this halacha. A person should cover it. You should cover. It's not enough to just like sort of like put a ceremonial cover on part of the sefer. The whole area should be covered. If a person walks away for a short period of time, or even if he walks outside of the house, or he's within the house and he's planning to come back, even if it's for a longer period of time. So the Aruch HaShulchan says that a person in that situation could leave it open. They say over a story from Moshe Feinstein that Moshe would leave his Swarm open. And they one time asked him, why is he not makban in the Salacha, and he leaves his Swarm open. He says that the reason why you close his Eber is because you're no longer learning it. You're not really holding still in the middle of the learning. He says, by me, I'm always holding in mitten. I'm always in the middle of learning. So for him, that was not considered, as it were, leaving the sefer. He was just walking away momentarily with intention to come back immediately to the sefer. In that situation, a person does not need to close the sefer or cover it. The Chayyotim mentions that you cannot throw a sefer. He mentions that you cannot be zerikit. So that in conjunction with that, so the person not to be zarekit, you should put it up in their coven, and it should be put down gently. You shouldn't throw it down. And you should put it down in a appropriate, respectful fashion. There is a halacha that when a person passes a sefer, so one to the other, a person should pass with his right hand, and the recipient should receive it with his right hand. If a person is a lefty, he would use his strong hand, being his left hand. So Bishop Burr brings this down. Interestingly enough, he brings this down in Siman Reish Vav, which is the halachas of brachas, and talking about when a person makes a bracha. And a person should hold the item which he's making the bracha on in his right hand. So, because that's inyan of chashivas, so the same thing when I'm making a bracha, anything which I'm making a bracha by mitzvah as well, I should do that. And then he says at the end, when he asks somebody to pass them the sefer, he should receive it, accept it in his right hand. He does not mention passing it in his right hand, but he mentions receiving it in his right hand. But the source is actually a sefer chassidim, which he mentions both parts, passing with the right hand and receiving with the right hand as well. If a sefer falls down on onto the ground, a person should pick it up as quickly as possible. The Aruch HaShulchan points out, even if you're holding in the middle of learning, you're mechuyev to interrupt. In other words, we said you're not to place a sefer on the ground. You also have an achrayus to remove a sefer from the ground. And this is Gemara, as we're talking about the idea of finding something on the ground, etc. It's considered to be bizoyan. A person has to remove it from that situation. If many swarm fell, there's a minig to kiss the sefer. That's not a chiyuv, that's a minig toiv. But if many swarm fell, and you're raising them up, so instead of picking each one up and kissing it, which thereby leaving the other ones on the ground for longer, it's better to pick up all of them as quickly as possible, and then afterwards to kiss them. And this idea is actually a quote from the Sefer Chassidim. The Sefer Chassidim says that in that situation, the person should pick them up as quickly as possible. He should leave the kissing of the Sefer all the way forward to the end. Okay, we will hold it here for now. Meanwhile, have a good day.